Case number 12,340, Robert Shipley seeks a variance from the front yard setback requirements for proposed steps. Sections 115-34 and 115-182 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located at the northwest corner of Water Walkway and Fenwick Shoals Boulevard in the Fenwick Shoals subdivision. The address is 38032 Fenwick Shoals Boulevard, Selbyville, zoning district MR, and tax parcel is District 533, map 19, parcel 761. And specifically, the applicant is requesting a 4.2-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback for proposed second-story steps. There are zero letters in support or opposition and one mail return.
Good evening, can you state your name and address for the record?
Robert Shipley, 1401 Tom Court, Joplin, Maryland, 21085.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening. I'm requesting a variance for a proposed house that I'm about to build in Fenwick for a permanent residence. Because of the lot, the way the lot narrows in, there's no possible way to meet the setback, you know, requirements for the 30 feet. It will not alter anything in the neighborhood. There's actually houses in there now with the steps or like that. There's actually a house that was just built, I think, a year ago that I did check with the HOA that did have the same situation with a 5.6 setback. I did talk to the HOA, you know, prior to get approval of this, and the neighbors and HOA board didn't have any problems with this. So that's why I'm requesting a variance for this.
Does that complete your presentation?
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing because of the lot. I don't know if you can see the way it angles in. You know, the house can't actually go back the 4 feet that, you know, to make the setback requirements. There's a ditch right there, and there's no way to do it. I've had the architect look at the plans and look at the plans. The house is only actually 36 feet deep because of, you know, that setback.
Can you turn your steps to the side?
The garage is there.
But the other side?
On the other side there, because of it would, there's no other houses in the area would alter, you know, and the HOA did have a problem with it going in that direction. If it would go down to a landing and able to go left or right for both garage doors, I would be okay. It would be okay. But in this case, there was no way to do the steps that way.
The reason why you couldn't go to the other side is why?
Because of the elevation of the outside of the exterior house. If you pull up on the right side of the garage, like, you would literally have to walk all the way around to try to get in. There's no houses in the neighborhood with steps like that at all.
So your garage is give me a second. This is where you're, right here. Where's your garage?
There's a garage here.
Okay.
And then there's a garage over here.
Oh, you got two garages?
Yeah, and just because of, you know, the depth, they wouldn't.
It wouldn't work right here or there even?
No.
Okay.
I've had the architect double-check that because that was my.
Would you please go back there and speak into the microphone?
Both sides of it.
I've.
This is the garage and this is the garage.
Two garages.
Yeah, that was my first, what I said to the architect, if we could do the steps that way before I even ran it through HOA, and he said it wasn't going to come out right to meet code.
Can you help me understand the purpose of the steps?
Okay, that particular floor is the main living floor of the house. So that's the main entrance of the house, of the covered porch. It's a covered front porch. That's the.
Okay. Is it on pilings?
No, it's a grade slab, on slab.
On a slab?
Yes.
I
And you can't turn it?
No.
No.
No, I did.
And what creek is that behind there?
It's a ditch that separates the next neighborhood that adjacent to that property. It's actually eyesore.
Is there any other questions from members of the board?
We need to answer the standards, I think.
Yeah, you need to meet all five standards for criteria for granting a variance.
Okay, I mean, it isn't caused by me, like I didn't, it's pre-existing, the lot's pre-existing.
So let's start with number one. What's the uniqueness of the property?
The uniqueness of it is the way the lot actually goes in on an angle to the left, and then it actually angles back in on a corner where the actual house. I actually have a set of plans here of the house if you'd like to look at them. So you can actually see the way the house is.
You won't be getting them back if you present them as evidence.
Yeah, I'm gonna need them. I mean, on the survey, do you guys have an actual copy of the survey?
Yes, we do.
As you can see, the architect actually shifted the house to the left a little bit just to make that corner meet the setback of where the actual back porch is.
So I got a question. One question.
Yes.
To ask you. I don't know if it will or not, but having it denied, what are you going to do then?
I don't know. If I don't know, like I said something to the architect about like structurally making the house smaller. It just like it's only 36 feet now. There's nothing can be really built on that lot afterwards because that's been a problem with that lot now. Is because originally I was going to sell that lot because I was worried about this situation. But everybody just like it don't look the way the lot angles in that. You know, they couldn't picture a house sitting on there, you know, correctly. And as much as work as the architect has done with this house, the only thing that, you know, can happen here is there's 4'3" variance of the 30-foot setback.
I'm not an architect, but I'm like Mrs. McGee. I don't see why it couldn't be turned. Or have them run in each different direction off the front.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
if you're going to have a garage on each side, you're going to need a walkway from each garage.
Where that corner meets up, that 20.5 by 5, that's a porch or a deck?
Yes, that is a covered back porch.
You couldn't eliminate that part of it and come back to the corner and then bring that in 4.2 feet?
Right now, that porch right there is only 6 feet. Like, we actually shortened the deck because it actually went out farther. So the deck has actually been shortened to 6 feet right now. There's only a 6-foot deck, a covered porch out there right now. If I eliminated that, I wouldn't have any kind of porch out back right now.
Where would your entrance be onto that deck from the house?
The house, there's a door
in the center,
directly in the center of that, and there's two doors that is on each side as well. That's off of the breakfast nook, and then off the master suite that comes out on both sides as well.
So this is a two-story home.
Three-story.
Three-story.
Yes.
So it's 4,500 square feet, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
It's wide, but it's shallow.
Okay. And you're not willing to turn it, turn the steps. All right, let's get back to these criteria for granting a variance.
Okay.
How about cannot otherwise be developed?
Like I said, it can't be developed because of the HOA would not approve the steps in that fashion.
The county supersedes your HOA. So what the county says
goes
before your HOA.
Okay.
Correct, Mr. Sharp?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do not enforce HOA restrictive covenants, and there's an expectation that you will comply with all zoning requirements of Sussex County.
Okay.
So, okay.
I mean, I guess, I mean, number five, the minimum variance, like I said, the house can't go back any further. And the architect is telling me the steps will not come out to code if I go left or right.
And is your architect here with you tonight?
He is not here with me tonight, but, you know, it is a three-story, and the main entrance is on the second floor, so he's tried to lay out the steps to come down, you know, for the county codes, and they weren't coming out correctly to go left.
All right, how about number four, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood?
It will not, because there's existing properties, and there's actually been a one of the HOA members that I did run this by, he actually was granted a variance for the same situation, but his was actually a foot farther than mine was.
Okay, so we could see that.
Would it be possible to see this?
So it's just that small, that's not part of it. It's just, yeah, correct? Your development is not, it's just the Sunny Winters and Fenwick Shoals Boulevard, correct?
No, it actually goes Walter Way and goes up around the back.
Okay.
As well, and
it doesn't go over to Kingwick Road, so there's one there.
It's the actual one of the board members who actually, he actually emailed me and told me this, his situation as well was a 5'3", and like I said, like, it's not going to alter the neighborhood because there's steps like that right now.
Okay.
Yes, it is actually their name, Frey. That was his name on the email. Yes.
Okay. And you didn't bring that with you tonight?
I got the email on the phone.
We'd have to keep your phone then.
Well, no, you can't have that.
Okay. Any other questions?
I have Mr. Sharp? Just a couple on if any of the board members do that.
Any board members have any other questions? Mr. Sharp?
Is the do you have any flooding concerns on the property?
No, it's not a flood zone.
So the house wasn't elevated for flood reasons?
No.
It's strictly a design?
No, I've actually built in that community on lot one. I just recently built a house there and sold that one, and the whole area right there is not in a flood zone at all.
And is there a gap between your front property line, edge of paving of Fenwick Shoals Boulevard? How far is the proposed steps from the edge of paving?
Okay, where the original landing starts is actually 37 feet from the edge of the pavement to the actual end of the house where the landing is. But then once the steps start coming down, that's where we're 4 feet over.
So the edge of paving goes to the property line, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
There's no sidewalk, it's just grass right there.
So. Okay. All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Yep. I got one question. Is this for resale?
No, this is going to be I'm actually selling my property in Maryland and move in here as a permanent resident.
Yeah, another piece of property, right?
That was one of my investment properties under my LLC, yeah. But this one's in my personal name. Okay. When I bought both of these lots in there, one was to build and sell, and one was to keep. And that's what I'm doing here.
Okay.
And I have one thing. This is the front yard setback is Fenwick Shoals. It doesn't have two front yards because it's a corner lot, correct?
It has a front yard and it has a front corner yard at 15 So one is at 13, the other is at 15.
But this diagram is correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay. Does that conclude your presentation?
Best I can do.
Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here opposed to this application? Hearing none, I will close the public hearing and I will entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I move that we deny case number 12340 for Robert Shipley for the requested variance. For item three, I believe that the difficulty is being created because of the construction of the home and the design that we've been presented.
I second that.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye for the reasons stated and is caused by the applicant.
Mr. Corman.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Carson.
Aye for my reason.
And I too. So with a 5-0 vote, your application is denied.
Thank you.
Case number 12341, Hillary T. and Clark B. Schneck. Seek variances from the front yard and side yard setback requirements for proposed structures. Section 115-34 and 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property located on the west side of South Avenue, approximately 357 feet north of Ann Avenue. The 911 address is 20892 South Avenue, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is MR. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 20.09, Parcel 197. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 27.